WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Crowds expected at the Carter Center in Atlanta today as the public comes to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter. Streets around the Carter Center closed, but Center CEO Paige Alexander says they're providing shuttles for visitors.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to come and pay their final respects. For me, he was probably the most consequential president of my time.
On Tuesday, the state funeral of events will move to Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson pulling out a victory at the last minute and retaining the gavel. Hardline conservatives like Representative Ralph Norman backed him temporarily, warning he could face the same fate as former Speaker Kevin McCarthy if he doesn't meet their demands. Authorities are investigating the New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people. Shamsed Din Jabbar, the suspect, posted ISIS-supporting videos and tried using explosives which failed to detonate, a federal bulletin warning of potential copycat attacks. This is ABC News. President Biden and the First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the deadly attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Investigators are combing through the physical and digital footprints of Shamsu Din Jabbar, the man suspected of killing 14 people in New Orleans' French Quarter on New Year's Day. His half-brother, Abdur, tells ABC News Jabbar traveled to Egypt for about a month in 2023, telling his family he was going because it was cheap and beautiful.
Sources tell ABC News investigators are looking into whether the trip has anything to do with his radicalization.
JetBlue, now the first airline among getting a major fine from the feds over chronically delayed flights. The Transportation Department ordering JetBlue to pay $2 million. The DOT considers a flight chronically delayed if it's been flown at least 10 times over a month and arrives more than 30 minutes late at least half the time. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin ended 2024 on a high note when it comes to clean energy, exemplified by a first-of-its-kind energy dome and approval for the largest solar project in state history. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Together, the Columbia Energy Storage Project and the Vista Sands Solar Project are expected to generate enough energy to power more than 200,000 Wisconsin homes. In a state that imports about 70% of the energy it uses, Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says projects like these are key to reducing that number.
In terms of the priorities, it's not only to realize clean energy as an energy source for the entire population, but also to leverage the opportunities that come with the clean energy technologies.
Opportunities like using Wisconsin's strong manufacturing base to work toward clean energy projects, he adds. Other areas include new careers and workforce, a reduction in pollutants that contribute to climate change, and lower energy costs across the state. Though Wisconsin ranks around the middle of the pack nationwide for clean energy development, he believes the most important component in recent advancements is community involvement.
Many of this technology discovery is community-driven. So people who consume energy, the communities out in the state, are thinking about what is the fit for our community.
He says now the state would do well to focus on its baseload capacity or replacing coal plants with equivalent units of continuous energy. The state announced this month a second delay of Columbia County's coal plant retirement. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Highs only near 8 today. Wind chills, though, below 0. Tonight, clear with a low around 4 below. A bit milder on Sunday with a high near 13. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in. We'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt Nair on
You're
air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Cripes Cast. This is a best of 2024 episode. And we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back, and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas, happy all the holidays, and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's. You know, like I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that. Okay, and that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you. All right. So real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So if you have any last minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey. Going to go see some drones. Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And yeah, before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripes Cast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripes Cast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm gotcha?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. it was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew, I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. The first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a, you know, a peon, like running back. If you do college,
if you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard, hard job.
But, so I was, well, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw on TV, just like I was looking up, because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors' televisions like all next to you once the show starts, so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right.
Post-traumatic news disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And yeah. And so by the time we went on our first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to get married now. So.
Yeah. So I think we might have like.
What's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay,
right
am I
now.
Wrong?
Whatever she here. Doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think
in
our
that.
First kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like listen. I'm going to explain this to people, and they're going to be okay with this. Okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. One that we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process earlier.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary, and I
in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch.
Downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, Notting Hill, refresh my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That that's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted, I know I'm not.
What it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that like we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
And then
we had a date like a few days later. I got some time off at work and we went on a date, and I bought a shirt for it. I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, myself. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Wow. Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even. I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida, because I hope to God that person didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about it in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay, this changes things now. This changes things. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord.
Shoot. Oh,
that's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yep. You're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah, there was a problem with the toilet due to quote prior incidents. So
it wasn't me. it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
Well, y'all. AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm going to say Florida again. I'm just going to say Florida again.
Yep. Your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah. That's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. This could, and the picture, I wish I could show you. I mean, actually the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too, but a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. He confronted the driver about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play Big Buck Hunter, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair? Yeah. It's a recliner. No,
a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of. Yeah, recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. he always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well,
I make your bed?
Three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex? You got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights,
I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did
those sheets
see,
are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. I'll show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you,
the...
you might want to wash them sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
well,
frankly...
Well, ball them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, ah, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early, very early in the morning.
Is this the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking sheets.
I think sheets is a variant. I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before you do not touch those. What? Do not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But like,
so you're, I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed.
But
I'm so bad at it. Heidi gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
Little pocket.
A
bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you could have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, it's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do this.
Beds.
Let's
We've
do
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always root for... We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know, and they're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground.
Oh,
some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like,
too.
I hope you're okay. Because there's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So, yeah, I mean, that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing.
So
it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turn their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think.
I was
like, okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago like broke his forearm and like, ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down, and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
going quick
like that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at probably. Some point. Yeah. Retirement kind of a
yeah.
thing.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby? Like,
actual
you signed
skin?
My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Crowds expected at the Carter Center in Atlanta today as the public comes to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter. Streets around the Carter Center closed, but Center CEO Paige Alexander says they're providing shuttles for visitors.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to come and pay their final respects. For me, he was probably the most consequential president of my time.
On Tuesday, the state funeral of events will move to Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson pulling out a victory at the last minute and retaining the gavel. Hardline conservatives like Representative Ralph Norman backed him temporarily, warning he could face the same fate as former Speaker Kevin McCarthy if he doesn't meet their demands. Authorities are investigating the New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people. Shamseddin Jabbar, the suspect, posted ISIS-supporting videos and tried using explosives which failed to detonate, a federal bulletin warning of potential copycat attacks. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 79-71 win over Creighton in Milwaukee. Cam Jones led the Golden Eagles with 22 points. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This was a hard game. Creighton, they make things difficult in a lot of ways on both ends of the floor. Another sellout crowd on a Friday night, Fiserv Forum. Where else would you want to be? We had some really good possessions as well.
In Madison, the Badgers blew out the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85 at the Kohl Center. John Blackwell with a career-high 32 points. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Trailblazers. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay tomorrow at noon. Chicago hoping to snap a 10-game losing streak, but last week their defense held Seattle to just 6 points.
Edmonds, Sweat, the D-line, Jalen Johnson, they've got a lot of great players, and they're playing extremely hard.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Highs only near 8 today. Wind chills, though, below 0. Tonight, clear with a low around 4 below. A bit milder on Sunday with a high near 13. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows, and of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like, actual skin?
My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like very young. Very.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Very
just came out, kind of.
Huh? Yeah. I was like,
wow.
So I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird
like,
one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right, and right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around, just right on the back.
Right on the back.
Shirt, back of the shirt, but.
Yeah, back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good because there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah,
and then so back of the shirt, signature's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. I'm like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that.
Yeah,
it is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of. I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice. But
have you signed a man boob?
I feel like most things. Yeah, I've had someone get it. Like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh wow,
all kinds of things. Which you know, cool. You know.
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, guys, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And, I've signed a prosthetic leg. Couple of them, actually.
I think I've done that too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not. I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? Now you said it. Now
you yanked it. But we got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching. Because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, if like you haven't really thrown off, people don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it, they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope. You know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound, and then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it. It's honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of embarrassment though, like let's rank it. Okay.
That's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great, but if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You don't want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah.
But you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch, you know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher. Here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps.
Not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile,
but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you married?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and she's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you. So let's build your dating profile. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop.
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary.
Just listen.
Be
to
honest.
Me. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to know.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves
animals. That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary That's loves right. animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
Times 7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
What kind?
No, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Oh, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No, this is...
Is this East State?
State? No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign, turn left on East State.
All right.
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't. Do not,
Mary,
do I have, not distract the driver.
I have.
Fellas,
you
I
want him to quit? Like, Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and
yes.
You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, doesn't look good.
That's not all.
There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live. And I lost. I took an hour, Rufus took 5 hours, and that damn dog's still alive. All right, well, we got pulled over, folks.
What the hell? You weren't speeding, were you?
No.
Maybe Daisy knows Charlie.
Oh.
It's her fault. It's her fault.
Yeah, did you show you any expired registration on the vehicle?
I knew it! I knew it!
What?
You got an expired registration. Who didn't do it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's expired. It's of last year.
What? License plate?
Yep.
Oh, I guess the new sticker fell off.
Gotcha. You trying to bribe me here? What's going on with the money?
You got money out?
No, but
that
I
was for Culver's, allegedly.
Yeah, this is for.
Now we won't be able.
Grandma, stop trying to bribe him.
No, but that
works in
Lapon.
It doesn't work imported.
No, you have a 23 sticker on. It's not 24 one.
I put the new sticker on, but it must have fell off or something.
Well, even when you run the plate, it still comes back expired.
23.
Yep.
Oh,
so you ever pay for the?
I must not have even.
It won't tell us that. It just says if it's expired.
Did you
want to
take her in?
Take her in.
So I know I got nice pink ones here.
All pink tops.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You no longer won $30 in this car.
So why did you
put it in my brassiere?
Policeman, money.
Yeah.
I have it out for the ice cream.
Oh.
Here.
I wasn't giving him money. That's the $30 you handed me, Mary.
This is only 20.
There's Charlie. A 30 and a 10. A 20 and a 10.
Unfold it, Mary.
I did.
Mary, there's a 10 right there, Mary.
We'll keep it for the ice cream.
No, I think.
We might not be getting ice cream.
I don't get a rip. We're having ice cream.
Ice cream's only for good boys and girls that pay for their registration.
Honest to God, I don't believe this. And I don't pay attention to it, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, it was one of them things that...
When was it due? 23.
June.
Yeah,
5th.
But what month?
June 5th of 23. Yeah, so it's about a year.
Oh,
over
here.
Here we go.
Here's the insurance.
We got that. That's actually...
God,
he had
that.
Up to date.
Give that back to you. Okay. Is Cecilia? Is your address still up to date and everything in the DOT?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I've only been here 60 years.
Fair enough. I don't have a printer in my car. I got an old car. Unfortunately, I got to send you a ticket in the mail, okay?
Okay.
If you wish to fight it, it'll be in the top left of it, okay?
We're fighting.
So listen, if I get it when I get back and I get that thing, and how much is the ticket?
I think it's like $98.
Oh, that's
she just lost that at the casino, so I don't.
And then I gotta go back and win it all.
You gotta turn around, guys.
No, I'll get it from Charlie.
Yeah, all right, that's how it's gonna.
Questions for me at all.
No, we're all good.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys. Enjoy Culver's.
Hey. I still would like to see you use those pink cups.
But Mary, jeez. That's sexual harassment of an officer. All right. Sorry. We're going to go before we get more.
The fuzz wore off on it. Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
you
for the big ticket.
Nothing like
$100.
Mary.
A lot. We lost more money.
You know,
yeah,
I
Mary.
Wanted them to take her away.
Mary, I think you should pay it because you won.
I think you should pay it too, Mary.
I'll end up paying it regardless.
Well, here I didn't think we had a podcast, and now Mary tries to sexually harass an officer, tries to bribe him with sex.
Oh, here's Connor's.
Big one now.
Grandma tries to bribe him with money.
I didn't know. I wasn't doing that. I just had it in my hand.
Money, Sue?
I had it in my hand from when you handed it to me.
Oh, so now someone's not buckled, you know?
I'm not.
At least the insurance is up to date.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to Culver's.
Well, that's...
That's a big old wet blanket, big $98 wet blanket.
This is going to be an expensive.
I got my fresh for you today.
What's that?
What can I make fresh for you today?
Oh, make fresh. Nice. We're looking for some ice cream. What do you guys want?
Ice cream cone. I want an ice cream cone.
Could I get one ice cream cone?
No,
I'm wondering
that.
Of what flavors? We got vanilla and chocolate in the same cone.
Twist.
And then a mint cookie.
I'll have the twist.
She'll have the twist.
And can I get a sugar cone?
We have a cake cone and waffle cone.
Yeah, the waffle cone.
The waffle cone, gotcha.
Twist and a waffle cone.
All the same.
Two of them.
Make it easy.
So two twists and a waffle cone.
What's a twist?
Mary?
It's vanilla and chocolate mixed.
Well, I'll have the twist.
So three twists in a waffle cone. Do you guys have the walleye, right? No, you don't.
We do not have walleye.
Okay. And then, could I do a chocolate, malt or a shake? Chocolate shake? Here, that's for the ticket.
Charlie, just take
it. Oh, Charlie, really?
Yeah, I don't.
So give that back. I will pay for the ticket.
Shut up, Mary.
No, he's paying for the ticket. He wants to pay for the ticket. Let him.
Yeah, see? Oh, that's how you handle that, Mary. Hello.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Alright, that's gonna be $17.89.
There you go.
How'd she know your name was that?
Do we have seniors in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get a discount for them or no?
Charlie included.
All
three
right.
Three of them.
We just.
I wish I could, but I can only do it once.
Oh, only one. We just got a ticket from the local expired license. Do you guys have an expired tags discount? All right. That's all right.
With the senior discount helps.
That's good. That's
it. Plus, it should make you guys feel better after getting
it. Yeah, that's true.
Charlie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you sure you want to pay for that ticket?
Yeah.
Chocolate shake?
Thank you.
You should be bringing the cones out.
All right.
You want some napkins?
You guys want napkins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll need napkins. Thank you very much. There you go. There's the napkins. All right. Oh, here we go.
Thanks.
Yes, yep, there's one. Thank you. There you go, Lois. Did you want dinner from me? You want a burger here, Lois? I can order one right now. Okay, thank you.
Do you need any napkins?
We got napkins. Thank you so much.
Can I have some more napkins?
Oh,
napkins?
Boy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Zane doesn't have one. Lois,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Mary?
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Mary,
thank you.
There you go. All right, well, what lessons did we learn here, guys?
Not to speed.
Don't speed. I wasn't speeding, Lois.
No, but the lesson we learned is to make sure that your license plate is up to date.
Don't blame your grandma for being pulled over.
Do you remember when Grandma said that it was up to date, and he was like, actually, I ran the place. The sticker did not fall off. It wasn't a defective stick on the sticker. I got pulled over for having expired plates also this year, and I had a gun in the car.
Oh, you're kind of kidding me.
And the police officer took my picture, and he let me off with nothing.
Kidding.
Not even a warning.
Why didn't this guy take your picture?
Because you told him to put the pink cuffs on? You pervert.
No! I told him to put the pink cuffs on too. I told him to take you away, and he said, I do have pink handcuffs.
He does have pink handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked him to use the handcuffs before he left. Remember that?
On Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Not on himself.
I can rewind the tape, Mary.
Did we tape that?
It was all on tape.
Oh, good.
That's taped.
Mm-hmm. $100.
A lot of money.
Well, I'll tell you this much. That I will now be aware every year whether or not I get that in the mail.
Culver's is good.
We'll take my car next time.
Yeah, somebody better offer to take a car. It's me.
It's quite the Baron's move, though.
So, Charlie, you got picked up, too?
Yeah, I got pulled over.
Did you tell your thing fell off too?
I said, oh, it's not. I played dumb. I really didn't know. I don't pay attention to that, you know?
Nor do I.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well,
Charlie, oh, I feel bad.
For what?
Because I spoiled the day by not having my car up to par.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, nobody cares. Victimless crime.
I'm so glad you weren't speeding.
Yeah, me too. Double the fun right there. Well, Portage's finest. Can't let sneak anything past that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not going to Portage ever again.
We put that guy through the ringer. We tried to bribe him. Mary tried to handcuff him to her bed. That fella wasn't gonna budge.
I wasn't talking. Charlie, I asked if he could.
Yeah, it's all on tape, Mary. It's on this tape, and it's on his body cam.
He doesn't have a body cam.
He did. I was looking at it. Beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
It is.
It only cost Charlie $1,000 today.
You have an expensive grandma, Charlie.
Now we go to Los Angeles, where I was shooting a Target commercial with my buddy Miles Montplaisir, Penholderness, and Taylor Kalmus, the husbands of Target. And we did a little podcast in my hotel room. Here is episode 211.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each?
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think I can be on the questions asked, like what each person said.
That's okay. That's a good question.
I think you said it was, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12
views. So, if I go back. Yeah. I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you need to do collabs. He's like, oh, what about that?
Oh, there, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab. You guys were each other's first.
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first.
I was.
Collab.
No, he's been around the block. Yeah, I was a collab virgin.
And just say
really.
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife. Know? Like that's like the way our channel works. Is
yeah. Well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well,
that's true.
It
works out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo and my wife is from Fargo, so I was up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral, and then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that clout.
In my defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, yeah. I'm really bad at that portion
well, it's
of
a
this
new,
business. Is responding.
Like,
and,
yeah,
so what was your response, Charlie?
My response, well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What, you were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. Mm-hmm. And we were talking.
I was facing south.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you got to keep her moving.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at... This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Saying goodbye to former President Jimmy Carter. Ceremonies in his home state. ABC's Steve Osunsami at the Carter Center.
There is no question that Jimmy Carter is a legendary figure here in Georgia. You're going to see lots of people be waving goodbye to pay their respects these next few days. But what makes so many people in rural Georgia and across this state so proud is how much that humble figure from small town Georgia is recognized across the world.
Mike Johnson secured the House Speaker role Friday, but just barely. Hardline conservatives supported him, but now have warned they'll remove him if he doesn't fight for their priorities. At the White House today, President Biden awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 recipients, including Magic Johnson, Denzel Washington, conservationist Jane Goodall, Hillary Clinton, and billionaire Democratic fundraiser George Soros. This is ABC News.